to conduct a meta-analysis targeting parents of children with disabilities to reveal the effects of parental education on children. Data from 2002 to 2022 were searched using PubMed, Embase, Web of Science, Directory of Open Access Journals, and Europe PMC. The search terms were disabled children, handicapped children, parent education, parent training, and parent coaching. 12 studies were eligible for inclusion in the meta-analysis. The average and standard deviation of the experimental and control groups and the number of samples were analyzed to calculate the effect sizes. And a meta-analysis was conducted using RevMan version 5.4.1. To analyze statistical heterogeneity, a chi-square test was performed to assess the significance of the Q statistic. And a p-value of less than 0.10 was considered to indicate statistical heterogeneity. A total of 20,011 literatures collected from the database were selected according to the criteria for analysis. 12 articles were included in the final analysis. 5 studies of parental depression were included. Heterogeneity was 98%. And the effect size for parental depression was 0.35, confidence interval, C, 0.30 to 0.40, indicating a small but statistically significant effect size. 4 papers were published on the effects of parenting on parenting attitudes. Heterogeneity was 100%, and the effect size for parenting attitude was 0.41, C, 0.36 to 0.45, indicating a medium effect size, with the p-value showing a statistically significant score. As a result of a meta-analysis targeting parents of children with disabilities, both parenting attitude and parental depression showed significant effect sizes, and face-to-face parental education had a larger effect size than non-face-to-face education. Regarding the parental education methods, face-to-face parental education had a medium effect size, 0.57, C, 0.53 to 0.61, whereas non-face-to-face parental education had a small effect size, 0.23, C, 0.18 to 0.28. Future studies based on the results of this study and revealing strong evidence would provide more useful guidelines for parents of children with disabilities.